Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I suffered a lot. You know, I suffered so much. You know, I had a broken home. I was an outcast throughout my life. I was a victim of crime. I went for a dream that has not come true as far as the entertainment industry, but I'm still going for it. But I suffered 30 years of hardship. I've been targeted, persecuted by crazy, deranged people for a number of years, 20 years. So my life has been a very painful hardship. I didn't get the great job I wanted, so I'm applying for it. Been dealing with the obsessed criminal people who I will never hang out with, who are ignorant and dangerous, who label me things, or these ignorant African white people who are dangerous, you know, try to steal my song, allegedly follow me around, stalking the 20 years, I mean, saying things about me, obsessed with me simply because I'm black or ambitious, and they don't even know me, and they're crazy people. I'm not attracted to no crazy person or criminal, regardless of race. And I'm not, and I don't know why, and these religious zealots come around. I'm not interested in no religious zealot, no Christian zealot, no someone called themselves conservative when they're homophobe. I'm not interested in that. Well, I had a bad life, very bad life, but I'm not giving up on it. I had to pick myself up, you know. It's one life, you know. I have to continue to go for my dream. Everything I said is true. How life is unfair. Life is unfair. Life can be cruel. It's very cruel. I've seen it in my life, directly, from a distance, and I've seen it all over this planet. So, it's important for me to have self-love, so I do it in my music, because I'm a musician. One thing about those bad experiences that made me became a musician and started a dream. Just like a lot of people, I came to L.A. to become the next John Lennon, become the next Jimi Hendrix, become the next Elton John. It didn't happen. Of course, I am like Bernie Taupin, I write my songs, but I didn't get no money for it. And then when I hear someone, a narcissist or a sociopath or an ignorant person or a crazy person come around and put me down, and they don't understand what it's like to suffer. They don't know what it's like to be an artist. Then when I hear the same narcissists say that they use my song, like Someone of Love, or use my pop songs, use my videos, make money to press my buttons, that is a crime because it's, you know, first of all, that's definitely a crime because it's fraud. They don't own that song. Those songs are copyrighted and published. But if they stole it, I don't know. But I think they're just trying to press my buttons because there's no proof of it. But if they stole it, they're evil. It's just pure evil. I put my money into that song, or I make that video. I made that video. I worked very hard making that video, that song. That's my money, so I own that song. I helped write it. But trying to press my buttons, that's evil too. But that's just what happens when you have ambitions. When I have ambitions, or try to be something, try to be somebody, try to tear me down because I have ambitions. They're jealous of me, or they don't want to see me succeed. They got some ulterior motives, or they want to take advantage of me. Want me to be the little person to step on to get to the top. I can't. I don't do that to other people, but that's why I protect my song. It's copyright published. Before I release any music, I copyright it. The videos, I just now realize I am copyrighting these videos. See me dancing and all that? I had to. Other musicians have to, too. But when they say those things, just to press my buttons, they're evil. They're sick in the head. But I can't let that stop me. When someone say are so ignorant about the dream to make it in Hollywood, you know, and say I have delusions of grandeur. They're ignorant. Their IQ is lower than my shoe size. Where we're living? We're living in Hollywood. There are millions of people come out here who have similar dreams to be a singer, songwriter, actor, comedian. You know, that's the dream. It is reality, living within Hollywood, 10, 20 miles away from Hollywood. There are lots of artists of all shapes and sizes, all shapes and all ages. So they need to go to school and learn basic common sense and learn what delusion of grandeur is. There's no false belief in my own in trying to go for a dream. I'm a poor artist, poor intellectual. I've been through a lot. But I know I had to pick myself up. I had to make some effort to change. I don't want nobody coming around me or following me around to try to hinder my potential or say they don't want me to succeed in music. That's evil. That's sick. I had to get up on a restraining order all the time. I practically had, because I didn't know why these people from that old neighborhood were coming over here, because I simply did not know them, and something is seriously wrong with them. They keep coming over here. It's now, what, just about over 20 years? Even people in my hometown, you know, same thing. If I haven't seen you in 30 years, you're like a stranger. I only deal with my mom and my sisters. I mean, God, common sense. If you're mentally ill, you got to be mentally ill to do something like that. You got to be something wrong with you. But I don't want to deal with somebody like that who don't understand my dilemma or who never talked to me in the first place. They're sick in the head or criminal or whatever. I ain't attracted to that. It doesn't matter where they come from or what they look like. Character counts in the things that they say and do to me. If I'm not coming around them, I don't talk to them, then I don't know them. That's basic common sense. No, and, you know, I don't like when this criminal from the old neighborhood saying it to you for years and you're delusional. There's no delusion about making that music. This is the entertainment industry. He needs to go. His IQ lowered. I said, I think he's really retarded or something wrong with him. Yes, my intelligence is above average, and I have gifts. So there's no delusion of grandeur. I stay away from people like that because they could be dangerous. They're ignorant, and they target, and they're doing things. Even had somebody say some crazy stuff about my home had to be cleaned. How can they see from outside in my home? First of all, if they can see inside my home with my windows closed, and I talked about that, trespassing allegations, then they got to be sick in the head. They're criminal. It's criminal. They're not going to live in my home. I own the home by law. They should respect those boundaries. They should respect whatever. We have to. I had to pick myself up, you know, waiting for a grade, you know. Like I could have failed it. I'm worrying about it. And then they know I'm going academia, or they know I'm going to music. They try to press my button. I took his song. I know what his grade is. He got a D. And I may have. I hope not, but I work very hard trying to press my buttons, which is so evil and sick. It's mentally sick. I've been doing the best I can. I suffered a lot unfairly in life. especially with someone with ambitions, because I didn't want to be somebody who wanted to be quote-unquote loser. When I say loser, I mean somebody who do evil things, or I didn't want to be that person who just sit around and don't try. I didn't want to be the drug addict criminal, or I didn't want to be a criminal. I didn't want to be an alcoholic and just sit around and drink and then go and do bad things or just waste away or just don't try at all. I had to be somebody. So I had to pick myself up. And I consider losers people who hurt people, criminals. Okay? Now, somebody who's disabled and can't work and mind their business, no, they're not a loser, okay? I consider losers who sit on their ass and want to take advantage of me or try to hinder me or try to hurt people, that's losers. They always will be losers. As I said before, evil dreams never work out. It never do. When you're evil and you try and you got this evil scheme, it's going to unravel sooner or later. But I have to be careful. So I'm glad that there's, you know, I wasn't one of those dreamers who came out here. I didn't end up dead. I didn't get murdered. I didn't give up. So that's good. Unfortunately, there are people around me who have. And reminders to be careful about going for that Hollywood dream, because you see it. When someone end up in Malibu in a barrel, who got killed, you know, had a dream to be a rapper. Or when somebody has had this dream to be an actor, get shot and killed in North Hollywood a long time ago, or the Black Dahlia, you hear all these stories. It happens, unfortunately. And yes, Hollywood dreams were broken with famous people. So, you know, it's like, I want to make my dream happen to get that one hit to be recognized by the industry. But then, no matter what, if I get to the level, I'm trying to keep myself take care of myself so I don't be a broken dreamer while being famous. You see it with Marilyn Monroe, that's a Hollywood dream is broken. She made it to the big time, but drugs on, she died of a drug overdose. Or if you see it in the stars, Elvis Presley, or you see Michael Jackson, they drugs and they overdosed. Or if you see it, or heart, whatever, induced by drugs, or it happens. It has to happen. It's very difficult to be an entertainer, whether you make it or not. It's very difficult to be an artist, whether you make it or not. The criticism of my music, people say, oh, I can't sing, or I can't write, or, you know. I'm doing it for myself. I want to be professional. I don't like with the lies that these crazy people around me, you know, because I didn't make it. You know, I didn't make it, you know, say I'm out here to be a comedian. I have never came out to L.A. to be a comedian. If I wanted to be a comedian, I probably would have never came to L.A. I'm telling you the truth, probably New York City. I mean, either, you know, I did not come to L.A. to be a comedian. I did come in. I am interested in acting, you know, comic actor, you know, be on a movie screen or something, just silly, or acting, or because I consider myself a decent actor. That's an option. Or singing, songwriting, you know, all kinds of things. But I'm not a comedian. But I do have the personality. I do have the basic traits. Yeah, I can keep an open mind, but I'm not a comedian. I'm not trying to be a comedian. I'm not aspiring comedian. So I remember one person said nearby me that she talked to somebody and it said that I was, you know, I was a singer-songwriter. And she said, I was not a singer-songwriter, I was a comedian. She got to be crazy. She said, I wanted to be a comedian. That is totally false. She's trying to take my dreams away. There's no interest in being a comedian. If I wanted to be an aspiring comedian, I would have went to the comedy store. course, I could try. Maybe I would. I keep an option open. Somebody said keep an option open. That's not what I came out to Hollywood for. I came out to be a singer-songwriter. Acting as a possibility. I got rejected by a lot of actors, but I was trying to be in the industry. I did get to professional level as a singer-songwriter. You hear my piano playing? You hear those 10 albums? I got 10 albums. So, I will say this. Keep an option open, but I'm not an aspiring comedian. But it is a possibility as an option, but not, I don't know. I'm an aspiring singer-songwriter. I designed my own videos. I was involved in making my own music. I designed a lot of my album covers. So I'm a diverse, I'm graphic arts and singer-songwriter. So, but I still suffered a lot. As an artist, I suffered a lot. But I'm not going to let it stop me. As an intellectual, I'm glad I understand my condition. It's very difficult. But the pros and cons against me, the evil that's pushed toward me, I can't let it stop me. But I have to pick myself up, continue to go. Because the truth is, was I realized, theoretically, I only have one life to live, so I better make the best out of it. It's going to change. Things are going to change. But I also have to make some effort to make positive, big changes. Nothing's going to stay the same. So that's the risk. So when I see things still looking the same way in some aspects, I was like, things are going to change. I'm getting older, so that's one change. My hair is going to get grayer 30, 40 years down the line. I might be much older than I was now. Things are going to change. It's never going to go. Things are never going to go back to 1950, and things are never going to go back to 1980, and things are never going to go back to 2002. So I'm trying to keep up with the changes. Some things are still going on, but it's incremental changes. Because eventually the ultimate change is death. And that's naturally, hopefully, for me. Life is too short. So I'm going to go for the dream. I did make it professionally. And you know what? I don't like when they say, somebody said, I'm an amateur. I am not no amateur. My music is on Spotify. BMI, that's BMI. I'm a BMI broadcast music songwriter. That is professional. You get paid for it. If it's 1 cent you get, it's professional. When you don't get paid for it, they don't see you a royalty check, they don't give you a little bit of money, 1 cent, then it's amateur. I am not an amateur singer-songwriter. I am a professional one. Yes, I'm a struggling professional one, indie artist, yeah. Have been the last 10 years. But I realize it's very difficult. I have a path to have a plan B. I've been doing this so long, but I'm still going to do my music. I have to pick myself up. I can't let negativity stop me. And don't you let negativity stop you. That's from my point of view. And I don't like when they say I'm a preacher or a gospel. I will never be a preacher. I'm not practicing Christian. I'm a Buddhist. If I was any religion, it'd be Judaism. I mean, I'm open to that. But I respect Christians. I do respect Christianity. I do. I have people that I know are nice Christians. They don't force it down my throat, but I respect Christianity. I always will, but I do not respect zealots or people take it to try extremes to try to call me, say I'm going to hell or harass me with it, say I'm a sinner or whatever. I don't want to hear that. They should not be using the religion of Christianity or any religion to put down other people. They are not God, and they need to stop acting like God and stop judging. They are not. They'll never be God. In fact, that's one reason why religion has gone downhill. there's an element of evil when people use religion to put down other people and to harass people with it. And I'm not no priest. Come on. I'm bringing this up. I'm not a Christian. I mean, don't harass me with it. Don't harass me. Don't put me down. Don't call me a sinner. I don't need to hear all that. They're not supposed to be doing that. They're a human being like me. If they're a human being like me, they should not be saying those things. They're not God. They're not a higher power. They're practically judging me. And that's not right. You have to let people live. And, you know, that's the way it has to be. You'll find there's good people of all religions and all races, color, creeds, sexual orientation, sex. There's all kinds of good people, all kinds of diversity. There's beauty in the different diverse backgrounds on this planet. So that's how the energy of the spirituality, in my opinion, of the higher power. Some people will say it's God, and some people will say it's something else. There are people who don't believe in God at all, and that's fine, too. Whatever that you find spirituality in, they're fine. But it all leads to the same thing. If they find spirituality in something, they're fine. Because there are people who believe differently than me. And that's why I say diversity. And that's how we learn and grow. We grow by expanding. Higher power through diversity. Accepting and embracing other people who are different, who look different and act differently from us. If it don't harm you and it don't harm you physically and it seems okay, then you should embrace it. But that's not my opinion. But I suffered a lot. I tried to do all that. Sometimes because of my bad experiences, I closed-minded and I was like, you know, I'm trying to keep, you know, I keep my mind open. I am colorblind. I'm always open. But as a human being, I suffered a lot. But I have to pick myself up. And so should you, from my point of view. Good day, good night from Dove Night.